Tears are a curious thing. When you see someone crying, you can't necessarily be sure if they are exceedingly happy or exceedingly sad. The same tears, but two different emotions. Sometimes two contrasting experiences exist side by side. Such can be the case with suffering and joy. How can those two live side by side? Well, in the very same reading today, St. Peter says that you are going through various trials and that you're experiencing indescribable joy. Well, if you didn't read our retired Bishop Gilmore's column 3 weeks ago, it's worth looking it up on the diocese website. He tackles that very question. How is it possible to suffer and still be joyful? Well, if by joy you mean that feel-good happiness, well then no, you probably can't find both. But Bishop Gilmore quotes the author G.K. Chesterton when he calls joy the gigantic secret of Christians. The gigantic secret of the Christian. I don't need to tell you where the suffering comes from. It could be physical. You get older, you get sick, you get hurt. It could be emotional, dealing with anger, dealing with fear. It could be relationships, problems with your brother, with your boss, with your best friend. That's where the suffering comes from. But the joy comes from the very feast we celebrate today. Knowing that God would love you enough to become one of you, to die for you, and to rise for you. And here's the key, the secret that Chesterton refers to. That joy doesn't go away in the difficult moments. In fact, in the New Testament, that's often when they found it. And because it's not based on how good I feel, but on how loved I am, this joy and this trial can live side by side.